This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on the fourth leg of his five-nation visit. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 17th BRICS summit. During the summit, Prime Minister will exchange views on key global issues, including reform of global governance, peace and security, strengthening multilateralism, responsible use of artificial intelligence, climate action, global health, economic and financial matters. Prime Minister is also likely to hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi will also travel to Brasilia, where he will hold bilateral discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Argentina marks a historic milestone, the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the Latin American nation in 57 years. Prime Minister paid tribute at the monument of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter. Later, he was accorded ceremonial welcome at the Casa Rosada by President Javier Milei. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. The Ministry of External Affairs elaborated on the discussions in a special briefing held in Buenos Aires. Secretary East in the Ministry, P. Kumaran, said both leaders agreed to enhance collaboration in key sectors including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. P. Kumaran said the Prime Minister thanked Argentina for its strong support following the recent terror attack in Pahalgam.
The Prime Minister thanked President Milei for extending strong support following the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam in India's Jammu and Kashmir and appreciated Argentina's solidarity during this difficult time. It is expected that the visit will further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Argentina and allow us to explore new avenues of cooperation across a wide range of sectors.
The Prime Minister requested Argentina's support in expanding the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement, noting that it would open new opportunities for both economies. In healthcare, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's strength in producing affordable, high-quality medicines. He discussed the possibility of moving India from Annex 2 to Annex 1 of Argentina's pharmaceutical regulatory framework, which would facilitate smoother entry of Indian pharmaceutical products into the Argentine market. The two leaders also discussed cooperation in the energy and critical mineral sectors. Prime Minister underlined India's growing energy and industrial needs and emphasized that Argentina could serve as a reliable partner in supporting India's developmental journey. Following the delegation-level talks, President Milei hosted a lunch for the Prime Minister wherein the leaders had a freewheeling discussion on a number of issues including on the international big cat alliance and multiple uses that drones can be put to, like agriculture, healthcare and project monitoring. The Prime Minister also invited President Javier Milei to visit India at an early opportunity. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by US authorities on Friday. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. At least 32 people are dead, including 21 adults, and more than 25 campers are missing after flash floods are tore through Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letta said the dead include 18 adults and 14 children. He also said that at least 27 people remained missing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives, especially children, in the devastating floods in Texas, USA. And Shubman Gill concluded a record-breaking Birmingham test against England with breathtaking knocks of 269 and 161 across both innings, making him the batter with the second-highest aggregate 430 off runs in a test match after Graham Gooch 456 against India at Lord's in 1990. In reply, England got off to a poor start in the chase of 608 runs as they were reduced to 72 for 3 by stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.